Hello and welcome to this bonus recording for the Soul Aligned Income Method. Take a breath with me, allowing the air to go down through the center of your body. And as you exhale, close your eyes. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw soften. And for the next few minutes, be here, in this moment. Meet me here. You have just done something that many women talk about, but very few actually do. You have invested in your own gifts, in your own clarity, in your own prosperity. And I want you to take that in and let that moment expand inside of you. Taking another deep breath in, letting it out. My name is Anna Kowalska. I am a trainer, a coach, a healer, a guide, and I am so glad that you are here. And I'm so grateful that you are listening to this part one of your Soul Aligned Income Method. This part one we are going to call Discover. We're going to call it that because you already know your gifts. But there is a part of you that has forgotten what they are. And there is a part of you that may know it, but knowing and feeling are two very, very different things. Today we are going to feel your gifts so that you can own them to a whole new degree. Keeping your eyes closed, allowing my words to land new places inside of you. Gifts are not special talents. They are natural signature of your soul. They show up as effortless, easy, yet extraordinary. What makes it so challenging is that most of our gifts that seem extraordinary to others are super ordinary to us. Your gifts exist in relationship to other people's transformation. They are always in service to others. You may connect to your gifts through this exercise, but where they will really become obvious is when you begin to notice what is created in a relationship with others when you use your gifts. Taking another deep breath in, letting it out. Most women have been taught to distrust what comes easily. We grew up with sayings like, if you don't work hard for it, you don't appreciate it. You take it for granted. If it doesn't cost you, it can't be worth much. Now, some of it is true for sure, but not when it comes to your gifts. Your gifts, especially the soul gifts, are the ones you take for granted because they are so easy and obvious. Very often, I work with my clients and they will just be completely dumbfounded by the fact that what they think is their gift is so easy, they think it comes naturally to everyone. Doesn't everyone know how to do that? Ask yourself if you've been there before, where something that is so extraordinary to others, to you, it was just another thing you do another way you show up. So in this moment, I want you to take a deep breath in and release from your body, mind, and heart any parts of you that have up until now believed that gifts are hard-earned, that it is, the harder it is, the more it is justified. Releasing lie number one. Ease is not laziness, it is alignment. Your gifts are not something you built. It is something you were given. Something you were born with. Something that you have perhaps mastered and became really good at. Masterful at over many lifetimes. Taking deep breath in, letting it out. The women who need you are not waiting for you to work harder. They are waiting for you to stop hiding. Your gifts were never meant to be private, hidden. They were meant to be the very thing that changes lives. They were meant to be the moments of awe and magic that you create with others. So in this moment, taking another slow, deep breath in. Settling into your body a little deeper. Allowing yourself to be in your energy, grounded, loving. Another deep breath in, letting it out. I want to take you somewhere. Not far out, but deep in. Allowing yourself to journey within, inward. Come with me. I want you to remember a moment. It might have been an ordinary moment, not a dramatic one. A moment when someone came to you with a problem or a pain, discomfort, loss, and you responded. It came to you so naturally. Without thinking, maybe you said something, maybe you did something, something moved, and something shifted for them. See that moment clearly and notice what was it that you did? What was it that you said? What did you know without knowing? How did you know that? in that moment, what specific capacity were you using? I don't mean your words. I want you to go deeper. Was it that you could see something nobody else could see? Feel what was underneath it. Maybe you held space in a very unique way that allowed the truth to emerge. Feel into it now. What did you just connect to? Maybe you don't have the words for it yet, but you're beginning to connect to its essence. Whatever it is that you are beginning to connect to, name it quietly to yourself right now. Don't worry about saying it in any way or using the perfect words. Maybe it's a feeling, a color, a sensation. What is it? Now let that gift expand. Feeling it deeper in your body. Where does it live inside of you? Is it in your hands? Is it in your chest? Your throat? Perhaps your eyes? Connecting to it now. Trusting it. It's yours. It has always been yours. And it is right here, right in this moment, as you connect to it in whatever way you can. This is the beginning of your prosperity, not from the hustle, not from a strategy. In this moment, right now, your prosperity begins. Taking another deep breath in. Letting it out. Right here, in this moment, is where your gift begins. You see, the gap between gifted and prosperous is not in the talent. It's in translation of what it is you just connected to. Translation, meaning naming the gift. Naming the gift that creates whatever it did in that moment I just took you to. What did it create for the other person? See, because in the end, people don't buy the gift. Most of the time, nobody even cares what your gift is. What they buy is what they will receive on the other side of it. They buy a shift, a transformation, a change. Your gift is how you deliver it to them and what's possible when you do. So the questions to be with as you connect it to your gifts. What specific result do you create for the women you serve? You can use the moment I just connected you to, or another moment that comes to mind. What specific result do you create for the women you serve? Question number two. What would their life look like without this result? In other words, if you didn't serve them with your gift, if they didn't come to you or find you, what would their life look like? And question number three, what would it be worth to them to have it? This result, what would it be worth for them to have it? I want you to take this internal gift that you just felt and translate it into something tangible that another woman, the one you'll be serving, can actually recognize, want, and invest in. Your gift is not too spiritual to receive money for. I actually think it is too important to not receive money for. The woman who needs your gift, the result, cannot find you if you are invisible. But if you allow yourself to be seen, you can help with something that will shift her life, change her life forever. So, as we wrap up this recording, part one of the three part of the audio bonus, part of this training, before you open your workbook, I want you to do one thing. Take out a piece of paper or a notebook, like a blank one, and write without thinking, without editing. Write for at least a minute. My gift is, don't pause. Write at least for 1 minute, as much as you can. Whatever comes through. This is where it begins. This is the seed. This is what will take and create a precise, powerful, speakable description of what it is that your gift is. Now you are ready. You have always been ready. So let's go deeper in part two.